Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tankard.
And I'm John Tankard, and we are Carlos and OKC.
One of the best ways to be green in your daily life is to recycle. Recycling can keep our landfills from overflowing, and when supported by governments, can have a positive impact on a city, region, state, or country.
The key indicator for the success of a recycling program is what's referred to as the waste diversion rate. This is a measure of how much waste has been diverted from a landfill because of recycling. Whatever the weight of recycling is relative to the total amount of waste produced gives you a percentage score.
West Coast cities, maybe unsurprisingly, are way ahead when it comes to having a high diversion rate. San Francisco diverts 80% of its waste from landfills, while LA has a 76% diversion rate, and San Jose is at 75%. Portland, Oregon, and San Diego round out the top five with 70% and 68% respectively.
Each of these cities, and many more around the country, have implemented a zero-waste goal for some point in the future, and many are well on their way to achieving that goal.
Wanting to recycle, when I got to Oklahoma City, let's just say I was troubled that there was no option to recycle in our apartment building.
We coped, however, and whenever we would take a time car to go grocery shopping, we would drop off our recycling at the nearest facility, about a half mile from our apartment.
Then on New Year's Eve, we learned that Time Car was going out of business, so we were back at square one. Without recycle pickup or access to a motor vehicle, it becomes prohibitively difficult to recycle, leaving a great deal of people in the city with no viable option. And it's not just our apartment building.
No apartment buildings in the city, actually. The public recycling service only serves single-family homes by contract, meaning no businesses or multifamily homes are serviced, even if they fall along one of the 92 recycling routes in the city.
There are around 72,500 households along these routes that are eligible for recycle pickup, or around 30% of the city's population. However, the set-out rate along those routes hovers around 25%, meaning that on any given day, 25% of eligible households will have their blue bin on the curb for pickup. This means that effectively 7% of the population is recycling.
If we add in the number of households along the 92 existing routes that are in multifamily-style homes, we could increase the percentage that are eligible for recycle pickup to around 40% of the city's population. This doesn't take into account all of the businesses that are along these routes as well. Lifting this one constraint of our pickup system could dramatically increase our recycling rates.
There are many areas of the city with lots of residential development that do not fall along existing recycle pickup routes, so any solution has to include an expansion of the system. So, back to that diversion rate. Can you guess what Oklahoma City's is? Here's a hint. San Francisco recycles more than 25 times as much as we do. We're sitting at a stunning 3% diversion rate.
What makes us so different from these West Coast cities in this regard? Well, for one, the price of real estate is a big factor. Land is at a premium on the West Coast, so continually growing landfills take up valuable space that could be used for housing or other more efficient uses.
But that's no real excuse for Oklahoma City's situation. I don't think anyone is proud to be the metropolitan area with the lowest recycling rates in the country, which we are.
From an economic development perspective, it's possible that companies who may want to do business in Oklahoma City could have waste diversion rate goals that are unfeasible here, since they would have to pay for all of the recycling they do. We should be able to accommodate companies with responsible practices, and who knows, we might attract more great companies in the process.
From an environmental perspective, is it really a good, healthy idea to continue burying all of our trash when most of it could be recycled? We risk contamination of water, air, and soil, and growing landfills degrade natural habitats and make life unpleasant for nearby residents. Also, do we really want the highest point of elevation in our city to be the top of the landfill?
We can only improve from here. So if you have an idea or opinion related to recycling in Oklahoma City, you can contact your council person and let them know. And if you gotta make some trash, well, don't throw it out, recycle. Thanks for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in Oklahoma City? We are trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlosinokc.blogspot.com or at Twitter handle carlosinokc. It's a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.